as I said, it's my turn in this kind of mini series of free shots. And I don't know, sometimes there's nothing more scary than a blank page, which is kind of what I faced this week, as the question was, okay, what am we going to look at this morning? What am we going to study? What are we going to look at together? And being completely honest, I really struggled to know what to tackle. In some ways, was definitely like overthinking it, weighing up different topics, different parts of the Bible, to the point where I just couldn't make a decision. And so I just had to kind of lay it down before God and go to sleep last night, not really knowing what we'd be looking at this morning. But I just felt God really draw me to what is a really simple teaching from Jesus, but which gives us an attitude which is key for the whole of our lives. It's a key attitude which I think if we can grasp it this morning, even just grasp something of what Jesus is talking about, it can release a lot of the stresses and the struggles that we sometimes put ourselves through, including the stresses and struggles of overthinking what you're going to preach on. So what is this attitude? It's the attitude of being like a child, being childlike. Okay, so we're going to read Luke chapter 18, verses 15 to 17. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." So I've just got two questions for us this morning, and then we'll pray and then we'll get into those questions. The two questions are these: why should we be childlike, and what does it mean to be childlike? Why should we be childlike, and what does it mean to be childlike? Let's just pray. Father God, I just pray as we look at these words from your Bible, you just unlock this great truth for us, of what it means for us to approach you as children to a father, what it means to us for us to live our lives of faith in a childlike way. Please, Holy Spirit, come this morning and do a great work in our hearts, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So, first question, why should we be childlike? Now, as we think about this, I want you to ask yourself, what do you think of when you think of children? And particularly for this passage, Jesus is blessing and touching these infants, these babies, these very young children. So what do you think of when you think of infants or of babies? There's probably a whole range of thoughts and feelings in your heads, depending on who you are right now. At the one end of the range, you've got that picture of these cute little bundles of joy, sleeping sweetly, smiling. At the other end, there's those who actually have young children. The sleepless nights, the high-pitched crying, the constant exhausting neediness. And Jesus' disciples were clearly at the annoying end of the spectrum, because people were bringing their children to Jesus for him to bless them, for him to put his hands on them. But as the disciples looked at the queue of parents holding their children, waiting, do you know what the disciples saw? They saw a burden of unnecessary work for their teacher, Jesus, to be doing. And their attitude was this: don't bother the teacher with your babies. He's got way more important things to be doing. Don't you realize this great man is going to bring God's kingdom to earth? So move along, get your babies out of the way, and stop wasting his time. But Jesus actually sets them straight. And what he says here is really important for us too. He says, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." So Jesus is saying, you want to see what kind of people belong to God? Well, look at these babies, look at these infants, look at these children. Now just think about how crazy this is for a moment. Imagine tomorrow they announced the next great Welsh rugby team, all ready for the Six Nations and all the competitions next year. And you saw a picture of the team, but they were all toddlers standing there in their Welsh kit. Now you'd think that was a mistake, or at best an April Fool's joke, right? Or kids, like imagine you went back to school and discovered that there'd been a change in the staff team. They'd sacked all your old teachers, and instead, at the front of each classroom, was a little carry cot with a baby in, and that was going to be your teacher for the term ahead. It just wouldn't make sense, would it? It's just not the way our world works. But Jesus says, God's kingdom will be made up of people like these children. In fact, verse 17, he's even stronger. He says this, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." Why should we be childlike? Because we cannot belong to God unless we're childlike. We can't enter God's family, God's kingdom, unless we are like a child. So the second question then, that key question, what does it mean to be childlike? What does it mean to be childlike? Well, what do you think, first of all, in your mind? What do you think it means to be childlike? Perhaps you think, okay, children are pure and innocent. Maybe Jesus wants us to be pure and innocent in order to belong to his family, in order to enter his kingdom. We have to be pure and innocent. Well, again, I'd recommend you go and talk to those parents at the exhausted end of the spectrum. Maybe you can offer to do some babysitting to learn that shocking truth. Children ain't innocent. And besides, Jesus says we need to receive the kingdom of God like a child. So how do you receive something innocently? Nope, being childlike is not about being innocent. Okay, well, maybe you think it's to do with children being accepting. Whatever you tell a child, they're going to believe you, aren't they? If you tell a child that the moon is made of cheese, next minute they'll be asking you for moon on toast. They're naive, they're trusting. Receive the kingdom of God like a child, accept it without question. That must be what it means, right? Well, it's definitely closer, but I still don't think it's that. Because there's plenty of other places where Jesus calls us to be wise, to be discerning, to be using our minds. Being childlike doesn't mean being gullible. So what does it mean to be childlike? The big clues are in the stories that come either side of this one in Luke's gospel. I'll just give you a little summary of the two stories, because I think you'll see the common thread. Verses 9 to 14, just before, shows an arrogant religious leader, a Pharisee, who thinks that God will accept him because of the good things that he's done. This guy has lived a moral life. He gives his money. He even shows his dedication to God by fasting, by going without food. And then the story afterwards, verses 18 to 25, this story shows a ruler who is keen to demonstrate to Jesus all the reasons why God should accept him. This guy has kept all of God's commandments. And besides that, he's a rich guy, so God must surely already be pleased with him. He's living this blessed, rich life. Both of these men are desperate to be deserving. And they want to point out all of the ways that they've earned God's favor, all the reasons why God should allow them into his kingdom. But as Jesus points out in both of those episodes, they've missed the point. They just don't understand what it means to belong to God's kingdom. In fact, these two men are the exact opposite of what Jesus means to be childlike, which is why it's so important that he draws our attention to these children. So what does it mean? To be childlike is to be an expert at receiving. Okay, to be childlike is to be an expert at receiving. What do I mean by that? Well, I'll give you some examples. When you buy an ice cream for your kids, they don't say, look, Dad, I'll pay you back as soon as I can, honest. When you dish up dinner for your kids, they don't kind of draw back and look embarrassed and say, oh, you really shouldn't have cooked dinner for me again. That's the seventh time this week. When you offer your child pocket money, they don't go upstairs and print out a CV to demonstrate all the reasons why they deserve it. Children are just brilliant at receiving stuff. And Jesus wants us to watch and learn. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. The kingdom of God doesn't work like our world works. You don't need to buy a ticket. You don't need to sign a contract. You don't need to pay a monthly subscription. The kingdom of God is where God gets all the credit. That religious leader, that rich ruler, they wanted to draw attention to what they had done. Why? Because nobody wants to feel undeserving or dependent or needy. We can understand that, right? But the Bible says really clearly, we are those things. We are undeserving. We are dependent. We are needy. And that's the point. Like children, we actually depend on God for everything. From our very first breath, our very first heartbeat, even before our first breath, we're going into debt to God because all of those things come from Him. We owe Him everything. And over our lifetimes, we stack up this debt that we cannot pay back, however hard we try. But here's the life-changing truth. God doesn't even want us to pay back that debt. He's actually done all that is necessary to pay back every debt we have against Him Himself. That's why Jesus came. That's why Jesus lived a perfect life. That's why Jesus died in our place. So this morning, if you don't yet know God personally, if you're unsure of whether you belong to His kingdom, to His family, will you come to Him like a child this morning? Will you receive that free gift of freedom like a child? No more debts to repay, no more burden to be earning your place, proving yourself before Him. Just simply pray out to God, I know I cannot earn my place, God. I receive the freedom that you give. Thank you, Jesus. It's as simple as that. That's what it means to enter into the kingdom of God, to come like a child, simply to receive the gift that He longs to give the credit and the glory to Him. He is the great giver. We're not the great earners. But you know, even if you've been following God for years, this call to a childlike life is for you too this morning. Because you see, Jesus paying off our debt, that's actually just a means to an end. It's news, but on its own, it's actually not that good news. Being freed from prison is no good if you don't have a home to go to afterwards. There's a great film, Shawshank Redemption. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it. And in that film, we meet a bunch of prisoners who become good friends. And after years of being locked up, finally, the oldest prisoner amongst them, Brooks, is released. He served his sentence, a lifetime in prison. He's an old man now, but finally, he can leave. That's good news, right? You'd think it would be good news. Except that as we follow him, we see that he's got no life to go on to. He's got no family or friends. He's got no job, no purpose. And the poor guy ends up in a miserable apartment, completely alone. His life is actually more empty than when he was in prison. The good news of the gospel is that we are set free for a purpose. We're saved from sin for him. Saved from sin for him. Saved to belong to God. Not as an employee belongs to a boss, not as a student belongs to their class teacher. We're saved as children belong to their father, part of the family. And that, I believe, changes everything. It changes the way we live our lives. And I've got some questions for you to think about in your breakout groups in a few moments. And those questions, I guess, will encourage you in your conversations to unpack what it looks like to live childlike lives. When it comes to just the nitty-gritty of everyday life, facing difficult decisions, receiving bad news, trying to change patterns of behavior. So I will leave you with those questions. I'll leave you with the really hard work to do in actually applying this teaching. But I do pray that this idea of living a childlike life will just transform the week ahead for you. It will liberate you from some of those stresses, some of those struggles. It will give you a new way of looking at them. So let's just pray, then I'll give you those questions, then hand back to Si for our final song. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for the freedom that you have brought us through Jesus. But we praise you and we thank you that it's not just freedom to return to our old lives without fear of a condemnation hanging over us. It's actually freedom to belong in a new life to your family. Lord, thank you so much for sending Jesus. Thank you that he did all that was needed on that cross to satisfy the demands and satisfy the punishment that was hanging over our heads. And thank you, Lord, that the invitation now is to approach you like children. Whoever we are, however far away from you we feel, whatever is in our past, whatever is in our present, we can come to you with open hands and simply ask that you welcome us into your kingdom. And in fact, the emptier our hands are, the better. Because you call us to come like children, to be good at just receiving the gift that you give us. So Lord, give us that humility this morning. I pray that we wouldn't be like that Pharisee or like that ruler. We wouldn't be just so keen to point to the things that we've done, so desperately scrabbling around, trying to brush up our lives and make them look good for you or for anyone else. I pray that we just simply come to you honestly with open hearts, asking you to lead us forward day by day, asking you to guide our steps, asking you to transform our lives by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'll put the questions in the WhatsApp group, the Hill City WhatsApp group, but I'll read them out for you now so you can get thinking about them. First question, what is the difference between being childlike and being childish? What's the difference between being childlike and being childish? And then second kind of set of questions, what do you think it means to be childlike when facing difficult decisions, when receiving bad news, or when trying to change patterns of behavior? Great. Well, I'll hand back to Si now for our final song.